Recently, the California legislature passed Resolution ACR-42, apologizing for the past persecution of Chinese living in California in the 19th and 20th century. I'm excited, not because I enjoy being a naturalized citizen, able to vote, choose my college, own my home, work for the state, and sit on a jury in court. It is because Chinese laborers were denied all this in the gold rush days. Instead, they pay a high fee in gold mines with lower wages. They build the Transcontinental Railroad with a tough reputation of 10 miles a day. They establish agriculture and the fish industry by building levees and canals. However, the labor union saw these hard workers as scab labor and demanded Chinese must go. Many Chinese families were driven out overnight by lynch mobs. The California legislature and the local governments discriminate against Chinese with unfair laws. And in 1882, California politicians lobbied Congress to pass the Chinese Exclusion Act, barring Chinese immigration for 61 years. This year, the California legislature closed an unjust chapter of history. It means a great deal to me and my family that the legislature not only remembered Chinese laborers who helped build the Golden State, but also recognized the contributions of present-day Chinese Americans, such as Gary Locke, Secretary of Commerce, and Steve Chu, Secretary of Energy. As a proud citizen learning from history, I will work with all people by building a California that honors racial, religious, and cultural diversity with equality, liberty, and justice for all. With a perspective, I am Walter Cole.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.